This is 90.7 WFAE. I'm Gwendolyn Glenn, and it's time for our weekly entertainment segment. There are lots of performances in this weekend's lineup, including comedian Joe Coy.
That's all my mom did was yell at me. That was the only language my mom spoke was yell. Huh? What? Say it again. Say it again. Say it. What did you say, Joseph? What did you say? Turn around.
With me to talk about Joe Coy and other acts in town, such as Erykah Badu, the Carolina Music Festival, and more, is Sean Ellison, events editor for Pride Magazine. Hi, Sean.
Hey, Gwen. How are you?
I'm great. So on Saturday, comedian Joe Coy will be in town. Where might listeners know him from?
Yes, Joe Coy will be here Saturday at Ovens Auditorium. He's a stand-up comedian who's been at it for a long time. He gained popularity on the Chelsea Lately Show, the Adam Carolla Show, where he gives a very unique take on current events around the world. So I'd expect a lot of that brand of comedy and humor when he performs here.
Great. Also on stage this weekend is the magnificent Erykah Badu. Let's listen to one of her songs. Erykah Badu is performing Friday night at Bojangles Coliseum with a few surprises in store, I'm told.
Yes, Erykah Badu, she's a legendary neo-soul artist who's been around since the mid-late 90s and still going strong. And folks may know her from her classics like Next Lifetime, Tyrone, Bag Lady, and the aptly titled Window Seat. It's my jam. So can I get away? So expect a great show with special guest rap quartet, Goody Mob, with tons of nostalgic songs that just take you back to where you were when you first heard Tyrone, or the first time of her many collabs with Common for the song Love of My Life, and I can go on and on and on.
Also in the weekend lineup is the Breakaway Carolina Music Festival, featuring various artists like headliners Future, Lil Baby, Fisher, and many more. Sounds major, Sean.
Yes. The Carolina Music Festival will be at Avid Exchange Music Factory Festival Grounds on October 4th and 5th, featuring hip-hop acts, rock, international DJs. So if you really like music or music festivals, you might want to check this joint out.
Okay, and on Saturday, there's the 6th annual A Tribe Called Quest Native Tongues Edition, celebrating the musical and social contributions of one of hip-hop's greatest groups and crew.
Yes, it will feature the music of A Tribe Called Quest, De La Soul, Queen Latifah, Moni Love, Chi Ali, Black Sheep, and they're collectively known as the Native Tongues Posse, and expect the Jetta team, who is Soul Brother DJ Justice and Chief Rocker A. King Allah, along with special guest DJ DK, giving you all sorts of musical flavor all night long. It'll be at Petra's on Saturday, October 5th. Admission is $5 before 10 p.m., and $10 after.
Okay, I'm sure the hip-hop music lovers will pack the house. And there is the Team Black Girl Fly, a week-long celebration of Black womanhood, which culminates on Sunday with the A Seat at the Table Awards. What is that, and how did it come about?
Organizers for Team Black Girl Fly are launching a week-long celebration of women. There will be serious events like a mental health roundtable, and there will also be fun events all throughout the week, such as a marketplace for women to showcase their products, a pajama jam party, you name it.
And it's where?
It'll all be at Camp North End.
And there is also an event on the art and culture scene, right?
Yes, correct. The Arts and Science Council will host their 5th annual culture feast. You can expect an evening filled with delicious food, unique arts, and cultural experience uptown on South Tryon Street at the Levine Center of the Arts. And that's on Friday from 6 to 9 p.m.
And one last event, the Mad Hatter Brenner. Tell us about that.
Yes, everyone bring your appetites and good attitudes down to 73 Public Market. This will be a 5-course dinner along with 3 cocktail pairings and a serving of specially crafted mad tea. It'll be Sunday, October 6th at 6:01 p.m.
6:01 it is. A full weekend ahead of us. Thanks, Sean.
Thank you.
That's Sean Ellison, events editor for Pride Magazine.